Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea to do, you really, any time. And I know people are saying, well, what does she mean any time? What she really means is 3 to 5, or noon to 3, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard. And that is true. That's my priority. But the phone number works basically 24/7. You can always call and leave a message. And sort of, we'll call you back. We had hoped, and you can also sort of leave a question. I'd sort of hoped that the quality was good enough so you could actually leave a question. We could play your question on the air, and it turns out to not be the case for reasons that are a little unclear to me, but nevertheless, we're working on it. But you can at least leave the question, and Trevor will pick it up and say, Joy, somebody called and wants to know about petunias and what's the appropriate pH for the soil. And I'll say, are you kidding me? And he'll say, yes. So I can't believe that you made up that entire fake conversation that had nothing to do with anything. What can I tell you? I must have had some chocolate earlier in the day. So today is the day that we do a couple things. First of all, we're going to look at our tribute to moms. So, and the priority, or the preference, I suppose, and priority, is that you call up and tell me a mom story that is your particular favorite, that one that just sort of stands out. Because Mother's Day, as you know, in the United States, is coming up this weekend, which is a big commercial deal, right? And actually, someone had an explanation for it once. They said, because women are so undervalued in our society and they're paid less, that if you make a big deal on them one day a year, then maybe they'll just sort of go away happy. My mother's stance on that, which is not my favorite mother story, although I have a bunch of favorite mother stories. My mother at 1 year said, I said, what do you want for Mother's Day? And she said, oh, honey, you don't have to do anything for me on Mother's Day. And I didn't. And she didn't speak to me for 3 months. So that's one of those rules of, it's like when women say don't have a party for me, they say that what they mean is don't ask my age. When men say don't have a party for me, what they mean is don't have a party for me. So part of it is that we kind of use the same words to mean completely different things. But my mother's stance is, if you're only nice to me one day a week, a year, who cares? But her also stance is, don't you dare forget Mother's Day. So I got it. And my problem with my mom these days, as I've shared with you guys in the past, is she's somewhat of a pack rat. Not somewhat. My mother's a pack rat. And so giving her stuff, whether it's jewelry or a scarf or a book or a little tchotchke of some kind, is just adding to the problem. So I would do things like give her gift certificates. And that worked. I'll tell you the most successful one I did, because I'd given her massages. And that kind of worked for a while, but then she decided she didn't like massages or something. And she tends to lose the gift certificate. So what I tend to do is give it to one of my brothers or sisters and say, okay, this is for Mom. And then you worry whether or not it actually gets to Mom. But look, life is not simple. But the thing that I did that was the most successful a couple years ago is I got her, and apparently you could do these. I called up the movie theater in Denver and said, can I get a gift certificate? And they said, look, doofus, all you have to do is go to a drugstore and you can get gift cards for anything. Did you know that? Do you know that, Trevor, that you can go and get a gift certificate for almost anything at like a Duane Reade or a CVS or anything like that?
I've seen those kiasks at Target, even.
And you can get them for anything. You can get them for food. You can get them for Apple stores. You can get them for movie theaters. You can get them for anything. Mm-hmm. And you can also get American Express, which works any place. That works basically like money. So I went and got her. I got her four because I figured if I got her one and she lost it, that was going to be tragic. So I got her four, hoping that she would only lose part of them for movies. And I figured that I gave them to my sister because my mother and my sister go to movies a lot. And I figured my sister would probably use it, but that's okay. Hopefully she'll take my mom occasionally. And that was really successful. So I have to figure out what else to do. Because sending her flowers, I mean, it's not a terrible idea. It's just trying to figure out something a little unusual. Plus, she's got six kids and, what, six or seven grandchildren. So, you know, it's They have to figure out something a little different. I've given her trips and stuff like that. I've taken her on trips. So anyway, today is we'll do our tribute to moms. So be prepared, Trevor. You get to tell me a mom story a little bit. We'll also our first interview with forgot his name, which will come back to me in just a second. Andrew Morgan was his name, I think. Let me just look it up to make sure that's right. Morgan is right, yeah. Who did a documentary. I've been talking about it since I saw it, because you can see it made a huge impact on me, about this concept of fast fashion, which is that the fashion changes literally on a day-to-day basis. I mean, it's whack. It really is. So the idea being that that people are buying more, especially Americans, and it's cheaper, and what the true cost is. So there we go. So that'll be later on in the program. So we have much going on today, and again, as you guys know, that your phone call is the most important thing that that we do around here. So if you're going to call me when it's convenient, but call me soon enough so that you'll have some time to talk with me. All right. So I thought I would talk. Today is actually something that I didn't actually realize until, I know when Pearl Harbor Day is, and I know when VJ Day is. I didn't know what Victory in Europe Day was. Today is VE Day, which is the end of the war in Germany in World War II. And this is the day that the German forces agreed to an unconditional surrender in 1945, May 8th. Who knew? I didn't know that. I'm not sure why I didn't know that. I know the picture of the sailor kissing the girl in Times Square. Actually, I have a friend who owns that picture as well. It's the day also that Hernando de Soto reached the Mississippi River and names it, didn't call it the Mississippi, called it the Rio de Espiritu Santo, the Holy Spirit, 1541. Now, how they figured out it was May 8th beats me. This is a very cool thing. Are you a dog person, Trevor?
No.
No. Okay. So you're not a fan of you're not a follower of the Westminster Kennel Club.
No, I grew up with dogs, so I guess I'm vaguely interested in the different breeds and whatnot, but not.
Well,
so
if you
much.
Ever have a chance, remember the movie Best in Show?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, about 4 or 5 years ago, I went to the Westminster Dog Show in Madison Square Garden. And Best in Show isn't a satire. It's a documentary. It is the strangest thing you've ever seen. And it started on this day in Gilmore Gardens in 1877. Can you believe that?
Wow.
That's 138 years old.
Been around for a while.
138 years. And it's probably just as whack now. They'd have dryers with the poodles. And I mean, it's amazing. And the dogs who look just like their owners and vice versa. This is the day that Coca-Cola was first sold as a patent medicine. Did you know that?
I did not
because
know
it had
that.
Cocaine in it. Yeah.
Interesting.
John Pemberton, 1886. Paramount Pictures was founded today. Mahatma Gandhi began his 21-day fast of self-purification and launched a 1-year campaign to help the political movement in India in 1933. It said 1945, VE Day. In 1980, the World Health Organization confirmed the eradication of smallpox. I don't think I am the last generation, but there are not a whole lot of people after me who had the smallpox scar on their arm. And I was at a swimming pool, I guess last year, with a woman who is significantly older than I am. Not easy, but true. And she looked at my, she said, "What is that?" And I said, "Oh, it's my smallpox vaccination." She said, I said, "Don't you have one?" And she said, her mother decided she didn't want her daughter to be scarred, so her smallpox vaccination is the inside of her thigh.
<That's interesting. laughs>
Which actually makes probably some sense. I think my mother said, just make sure she doesn't get smallpox. Because I was the oldest kid in the family. So whenever I got measles or mumps or chickenpox or anything, they put me in the hospital so the other kids wouldn't get it. Which is, you don't do anymore. All right. And on this day today, in the UK Parliament, David Cameron from the Conservative Party was elected for another term. Whoa. All righty. 855-993-7569. It's also No Socks Day, in case you're interested. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention! Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Wallach has been warning us for decades to take control of our health care and our food supply. O Foods and Dr. Wallach's Youngevity have partnered to help you be prepared. Members of Youngevity can now buy Go Foods directly from their personal store. If not yet a member, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com to get special member pricing. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, we're sort of looking down, we're looking eyeball to eyeball with Mother's Day. And my daughter is very unsentimental about that. I know she'll call me. I don't know, she and I are getting together. She's one of those people, she loves, like, holidays in general, like birthdays or Christmas or even Thanksgiving stuff. She's not kind of wedded to those. I don't know if that's from being from a family where you've got parents who don't live in the same place or not. I don't know. Maybe it occurs to me. I hadn't thought about it until I started talking about it. But we're always, like, we're getting together. She's got a birthday coming up, so we're going to do her birthday and Mother's Day at the end of the month, and we're going to meet someplace and do something. And she really likes to do that kind of thing. And it's all right with me. I mean, I don't care when we celebrate something. I just like, you know, seeing her and doing stuff like that. And she's great for saying, can we come and do Thanksgiving the week before? Okay. I don't care. So the holidays themselves are kind of less, I guess they're flexible. And birthdays, the older you get, you have birthday months, you have birthday seasons. So, all right. So what's your favorite, your favorite mom story, Trevor?
Well, when we, because I have three younger brothers, we all kind of had certain ages would be a certain birthday gift or a birthday kind of occasion to make it special, but keep it organized. So when we turned 14, we would go on a trip with mom, and my mom and I went on a trip to see a jazz band perform in, it was in Winnipeg, which was kind of, it was cool. It was
wow.
In the middle of winter, but it was a beautiful, you know, kind of big band event, and it was really cool, and we chilled and had Chinese food, and it was a kind of, it was a fun
That's
trip.
That's really
yeah.
special. I really love nice. That idea.
Yeah, it was a cool idea. I hope to do that with my kids, just the age things, but yeah, it was a really great trip with my mom.
And just the two of you.
Yep, that's it. Which was, you know, kind of rare in and of itself, because having three younger brothers and... You know, it's just rare to get that one-on-one parent time, so...
I agree with you, and I'm from a big family as well, and I think one of the reasons all of us just adored one of my grandmothers is that she would make sure on our birthday that she took us out someplace, and it was one-on-one, and they were so... And my parents sort of grew up, or sort of fostered the notion that family was the important thing, that, you know, the huge group together.
Mm-hmm.
And for kids, it's not. It's, I mean, brothers and sisters are fine, but it's your parent that's the real rock and the one that you want mm-hmm. to spend time with. So I agree. That's a lovely memory. I like that a lot.
Yeah, it was really quite nice.
I guess it's really interesting. I mean, as a grown-up, I've had a much different relationship with my mom, which I guess is true of all of us, than I did growing up, because I was the oldest, and so I was kind of the assistant mom, and she liked babies. So, you know, I was always... I mean, one of the memories... I'll tell you that when you say a memory of your mom, I'll tell you what instantly pops to mind, which is probably not my favorite memory. It's just the one that comes up most readily, is her being... In a car with lots of us and being stopped by a cop. And I guess that's part of what mom and I have in common genetically, is that we both are a little bit lead footed. And she was speeding and he stopped her. And she made up this incredible story. And I don't even remember exactly what the story was. I just remember it being about 6 or 7 years old and sitting in the back seat with my mouth just gaping with this story that she was making up. Of either one of the kids was sick, or she had to go to the bathroom, or she was pregnant. I don't even remember what the story was. And I think that may have been because there was more than one instance of that. But that's the story I remember. We were leaving my grandmother's house, and I remember the street it was on. And she was probably late, because mom is not terrifically good about time. And she got stopped, and I remember the cop. And he was on a motorcycle, and he had the boots and the whole thing and the sunglasses. Just like, you know, Smokey, although it was in California. I don't know if cops still dress that way. I don't think they do. And she was making up this outrageous lie. And I knew it was a lie. And just being absolutely astonished. Because as every kid was taught growing up, you don't lie. You know, that you get punished if you lie. And here was this incredible... And not only was it a huge lie, which I knew even as a very young child was a huge lie, but it was so improbable. And I guess, I don't know if the cop bought it, because my mom can be incredibly charming. And she also, she has the abilities of most really good liars of being able to completely convince herself of what she's saying. And just being astonished and of a whole different view of my mother than I'd ever had before. And so even all through all the years and all the positive things that she does and all the charm and all the times, we've spent a lot of time together, traveling together. And I was certainly her confidant growing up. But I remember that particular, if you say a memory of your mom, that's what instantly popped to mind. And because it was this whole different perception of who she was. And it wasn't even that she was lying, especially after, you know, scolding all of us for lying, but that she was so good at it and that she was willing to do it to a cop. And all of us, you know, I grew up with the generation that the police are your friend and you know, they're there to help you. And you might, in a pinch, lie to your parent or your grandparent or even your Sunday school teacher, but you would never lie to a cop. And here was my mother doing this incredible story. So I don't know that she... I have to call her up later today and tell her that story. Whenever I tell her one of the stories I remember from my childhood, she just thinks it's hilarious. I mean, she's not the least bit upset by it. She just thinks it's great. And she's always remarked that I have such a really good memory. But it's probably the memory for exactly the wrong things. All right, let's hear what other people's favorite memory. Hopefully there's something. And it wasn't a judgmental thing. It wasn't, wow, my mom's a liar. It's just, wow, this is just so unexpected. And she was also incredibly, I don't know that she was good at it per se, but she was, it was intense. And it was, and here is this, you know, this, my mom, this beacon of rectitude doing this unthinkable thing to a cop, no less. All right. I have to call her up and tell her what... I actually tried to call her earlier today and didn't get a hold of her. So, you know, it's noon. Do you know where your mother is? Probably eating lunch. All righty. So let's hear what other people have said.
Okay. Frances says, my mom teaching me how to make pie crust. She was not a huggy kissy mom, but this was our time to bond. She was the best pie maker.
That's great. And that really does support kind of the things that we say all the time around here and research that says it's really time spent rather than stuff that people remember the most readily. Mm-hmm. All right, what else you got?
Amy says, when I was 4 years old, we moved to a house in the country. It was spring and the woods were full of wildflowers and daffodils. My mother took me out with a field guide and we learned the names of the flowers and birds we saw. I still think of her whenever I see daffodils. Now that she's gone, I pick daffodils every spring and place them by her picture. She was always pointing out something beautiful she saw and taught me to see the beautiful things around me.
That's lovely. I really love that. My mother's favorite flower is pansies. So there's never a pansy that I don't go by that I don't think that's mom's favorite flower. She just loved them, and she planted them a lot. That's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got? Oops, well, never mind. We'll come back and find out what we got. You got a story about your mommy? Want to give me a call about it? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's on your mind, Teresa?
I'm interested in improving communication with my son.
Okay. How's your son?
He's only 6 and a half.
Okay.
He is very introspective. He's a pretty bright boy. When I pick him up from school, it's very common that he will just get in the car and he will say hello, give me a kiss or whatever.
Right.
And he just, he'll just be quiet the whole way home, the whole way to school.
Would you say things like, if you say things like, was school fun today? Don't ask questions that can be answered yes or no. You might say, what was your favorite thing about school today?
I try to do that.
And he may say nothing.
I try to ask open-ended questions.
Okay.
He's just he's an only child, and I think he just does a lot of internalizing things.
Teresa, boys tend to be a little less chatty than girls. They're just socialized that way.
Very not chatty.
What I mean, when you ask open-ended questions, when you say, what was the most fun thing you did at school today, what will he say?
He will answer the question, and that's it.
Well, but so what? So where's the problem? If you're expecting him to initiate, it may just be that he's a different personality. He's not as chatty as you are. That he's a male. That whatever.
Well, how can I learn to accept that? Because I do want to learn to accept it, and I just want to leave the lines of communication open.
Well, but Teresa, I mean, maybe that what you need to do is talk less. When you got into the car, does he sit in the back or sit in the front? He probably sits in the back because it's safer. What do the two of you do anything where you're just around each other so he could say something if he wanted to?
All day, all the time.
Okay, so what? Give me an example of something the two of you do together.
We go to nature centers.
Stop. At the nature center, what happens?
Oh, he will talk about anything except what I want him to talk about.
What is it you want him to talk about?
Like what he did at school with people. Did anything happen?
Teresa, you are misunderstanding. Do you have brothers?
Yes.
Do you have a husband?
Yes.
Okay, talk with them about what they're interested in talking about. It ain't people. They don't talk. Women tend to talk about relationships. And men view it as gossip, to be quite honest. Men and boys tend to talk about baseball and stuff. They talk about, what the teacher said. They won't talk about how they feel about their classmates. They'll talk about things, not feelings. You had a male, not a female.
I know.
Well, maybe I'll tell you what I think you should do. I think you should back off on your kid because I think you're making him very defensive and become a Girl Scout leader. Because I think there's a part of you that really likes that female communication. You're raising a son with a husband, so you're the only female. And I think you long for that kind of female information. But you ain't going to get it from a male. So begin, do something that puts you in a position to deal with young women. And there are probably some young women in your community. I mean, there are probably Campfire Girls or Girl Scouts or Brownies who would just love to have somebody they could chat with, be volunteer at school, join Big Sisters. I mean, I hear that this is something that would really be valuable to you, but you had the wrong sex kid for it. Right. And I'm not suggesting that you necessarily, enhance the stereotype, but he clearly, I mean, he is stereotypical. He is a male who will talk with you about stuff he's interested in. You want to talk about stuff that girls are interested in. He's not going to do it. So find somebody who does.
Okay.
Okay, and it sounds like your son feels very comfortable talking with you. He just doesn't talk about the same stuff that you want him to talk about because he's a male.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So go find some young females to be a little girl from a really big family or a little girl whose mom lives someplace else or somebody in a homeless shelter. Because there are a lot of people who could really... who could use you as a mentor and a big sister and a sort of a soul sister, and it would take care of your need to have somebody chat with you. And I know you're saying, well, that's not the same as my son. Your son ain't gonna do it.
But I feel I want him to confide in me if he needs to.
Teresa, if he needs to, he might. He's 6 and a half years old. And the more you push him, the less he's going to do it. He's got a father. I mean, there's nothing going on. You're asking for... Where did you get this notion that 6 and a half year olds... Do you have a sister, somebody whose kids... I mean, first of all, if I had a nickel for every mom who came in and said, my kid tells me everything, and a dime for every kid who says, my mother doesn't know anything goes on in my life, I'd be a very wealthy woman. Now, these were girls and mothers. You're living with some kind of fantasy that comes from television or something. It isn't how kids behave. It's not how boys behave. And your expectations are going to damage your relationship with your kid, who's behaving exactly as 6 and a half year old boys do.
But is that normal?
Yes, that's what I'm telling you. What's abnormal is your expectation. Your kid's behavior is perfectly normal.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Make you feel better?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay, well, you'll have to figure out how you can feel better, but I think bugging your son to be someone he's not is not going to work, and what you'll do is you'll push him away. Vanita, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a delicate situation in that I have one daughter. She's getting married in September. We have many, many relatives. I have 6 brothers and sisters and a large extended family. And my daughter has chosen to have a remote wedding just so she can keep the number of guests down.
And my sister did the same thing.
What she's trying to do is actually she would prefer that she has two relatives, my siblings, that she's very close with, and those are actually the only members of my family that she would like to invite to the wedding.
No, she can't do that.
Members, I know, those members are saying, no, you have to offer the invitation to everyone.
Yeah.
I was really hoping you had some magic.
Well, but I think she's already broken the code. What she does is have a remote wedding, invite everybody, and only the and hopefully the two people that she wants will show up.
Yeah, the unfortunate part to that equation is that two of the siblings she doesn't want are the best able to afford the trip.
It doesn't necessarily mean they'll come.
Yeah, one.
Look, you can't do that. That weddings are inclusive, not exclusive. She's going to start a civil war, and she's going to put the people that she wants in a terrible, precarious position, because if they come and everybody else is not invited, then they become persona non grata, which means they'll very likely not come. So she's defeated her own purpose. There are three ways to do it. One is that she can elope and not invite anybody, or just invite the parents or whatever. The second is that she's really already broken the code. What you have is a remote wedding and hope that the people who you're not crazy about are not crazy about you either, and so they don't show up. And the third is to just have a wedding and you invite everybody and just remind yourself you get loot from them. But, I mean, the idea, she's thinking about it wrong. And I think you're going to have a hard, and you can have her call me, because she's probably not going to hear it from you. She may not hear it from me, but at least I'm not family, so.
Okay, well, we were hoping that perhaps the alternative of having the very private ceremony, but then having a public, open to the whole group reception when she came home. But even if we do that, we still have to invite everybody to the wedding?
Yes. Well, no, you don't have to. If what you have is a very private wedding, but you can't invite two members of the family and not the rest. You either have to have it really small, which is only only immediate family, or you invite everybody and hope they won't come. What does she care if they come?
I mean, she's just got, she's a very particular girl.
Well, she's going to start a war that she can't win. And what's going to happen is...
She's been at that war for years now.
Well, but I would explain to her that she gets, she'll get better presents if she doesn't do that.
Yeah, I tried that tactic.
And she's putting,
she didn't care.
Well, but she's putting the people she really cares about in a terrible position.
And you know
what?
That's
the really unfair thing.
That's
what I would say.
Look,
these are the people you really love. You put them in a position where either they have to run afoul of their family or run afoul of you. You don't do that to people you really care about. Yeah, and that really is the point. And I've seen that. I've seen it where one person was invited, that an aunt was invited, and someone else wasn't invited. And it really, I mean, it's not only that starts wars, which it sounds like this little chickie is perfectly willing to do, but it most importantly, it puts, I mean, because what will happen is somebody will call up and say, "Were you invited to the wedding?" And the other person will say no or yes. Well, I was or I wasn't. Well, you can't go, I can't believe you could go when they didn't invite me. So it just makes a wedding, instead of a positive thing, it makes it a crisis, right? It makes it an unpleasant situation, not only for the people who weren't invited, but equally importantly for the people who were invited. And that's not really what a wedding is supposed to be. It's not how you do it. It's not a reasonable way to think about it. The weddings, by definition, are crisis rites, right? It's one of the times where people change their status. But if you really have people that you don't want at your wedding, then the only way to ensure that they don't come is to elope, right? And maybe invite the parents. But you can't invite one set of siblings and another, or not invited. But quite often, the people that you don't like don't like you any better than you like them, so they're not going to come anyway. And worst case, they do. You're going to be so busy, and you're going to have so much focus on you that, and it may be a way of healing some wounds. So, but don't play. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
I want you to imagine a phone service that will transform the way you do business. Telesphere, the pioneer in cloud communications, is now part of Vonage, providing voice, video, and data over one of the largest private secured cloud networks. Imagine extending voice and video to all your mobile devices, plus integration with your CRM. With custom solutions for any size business, imagine no more. Visit Vonage.Telesphere.com and sign up now for free HD desk phones.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, there's a story in today's paper about a police officer in Richmond, in New Richmond, Ohio, which is apparently near Cincinnati, where a police officer had a body camera on, which, as you know, a lot of people, including me, are in favor of these days. Where he gets out of a car to confront a suspected murderer. He's drawn his gun. The police officer's drawn his gun, but the man wouldn't surrender. And the police officer keeps saying, look, I don't want to shoot you.
And even the suspect yells, "Shoot me," and charges the officer, backpedals. He stumbles and falls backward, but he still doesn't shoot the guy. The suspect finally gives up as the second officer arrives. The news said, "Good on you." You know, that shows admirable restraint. Apparently, among police officers, there's a whole different discussion going on. They're saying, look, the person in control of the situation was the suspect, not the officer, and he has to be able to control the situation. He says it's important to find different ways to not use deadly force, but he says not shooting in this particular case was irresponsible. And if he'd been killed, he can't protect the community. And so there, apparently among the public and police officers, is a great deal of difference about what's really going on here. He said it's a dangerous precedent. Society is reinforcing the notion that officers should not use appropriate, reasonable, justifiable force when faced with that type of a threat. He says that he thinks the controversy over police-involved shootings are affecting cops, which I think is a good thing in the long run. It's going to be officers who are going to be more reluctant to use deadly force, and it's not polite to say it, but they're going to be more reluctant when there's a racial mix between good guys and bad guys. In this particular case, I think the suspect was white. I'm not sure why that has anything to do with it. It seems to me, you can't be inside somebody's mind, but it doesn't seem to me that that's exactly the issue here. The police officer was a Marine. He served in Iraq, and he thinks it may have given him basically a sense of intuition because he's a veteran officer and he'd been around firearms a lot. He said, oh, they would say it was intuition, basically. And the police officer who was in the middle of it says that he had indicators that the suspect was probably not as dangerous as it appeared. He said that, for example, when the man charged, he dropped his keys and stopped to pick them up. He said, I knew he'd crossed the line to where I could have used deadly force, but I just felt that because you can take a life doesn't mean you should. Now, it occurs to me that the deadly force presumably is shooting to kill. And between not shooting at all and shooting to kill, it would seem to me that there are a number of options, including wounding. And again, I don't know. I'm not a police officer, and so I don't know exactly what the issue is. I mean, presumably you're trying to stop somebody, not necessarily kill them. And it sounds like he was not armed, which obviously would change the dynamic. And there's also something that's not mentioned in this article, but is fairly well known, which is death by cop, of people who try and get a police officer to fire on them to kill them, so because they're essentially suicidal. So I thought what we'd do, given the, you know, I'm just curious about what y'all's response is on this. And Trevor, we could put this up with the video, right? So that, yes, people can go to the website?
It is on their
current. Or is it on Facebook?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So I'm just curious about what you think about it, whether the police officer did right, or did he put himself in jeopardy? And because it, again, not being there, and it's not really trying to second guess him, because the second guessing is already done. I mean, he acted in a way then, and nobody was hurt. But he's getting some flack about it, as opposed to, because I think, again, the police community and the public have a differing point of view on this. So I'm just interested in what you guys think about it. Was this something that you would feel safer if he'd shot, or if he hadn't shot? And again, between not shooting at all and shoot deadly force, I mean, this seems to me one of those situations where a taser might have been a really good solution here, because it would incapacitate somebody without killing them. And the guy was not armed. So he's part of the... And these kinds of situations are going to come up more, because there are going to be more police officers who are wearing body cameras. So it's going to be reviewed. And hopefully, and the question is that going to, and somebody's going to have to keep the statistics, I guess, does that mean that there are going to be fewer deaths at the hands of police? Does that mean that the police are going to be in more jeopardy than they were before? I think these are still things to be determined, And we can speculate all we want. And at this moment, that is all we're doing, is just responding to a particular situation, which may or may not be able to be generalized. But I'm just interested in your point of view. Because I think I would probably say, especially since it turned out the way it did, that the officer should be commended for using his good sense and his intuition and his gut rather than just having one more dead suspect. But again, police officers are not necessarily as supportive of the decision. And I know that there are a number of police officers who listen to the program and call in from time to time, so I'd be interested in their response as well. So you can go to drjoy.com. You can go and view the video and then tell me what your opinion is on it, and try and be as specific as possible. And also, if you're a police officer, if you've ever been in a situation like that, because that seems to me a relevant characteristic, let me know. Okay. 855-993-7569. We've got much more coming up. We're going to talk a little bit more about Mother's Day, which is coming up in the very near future. And so if there's an issue with your mom, or if there's a mom who would like to get, I know on Monday I'm going to get some calls of, my kids didn't call me on Mother's Day. So let's try not to make as too big a deal of it than we need to make. And understand that if you're not happy with your mother, a phone call is probably a good investment in your emotional well-being and her emotional well-being, even if the two of you aren't very happy with each other. And we'll also talk about the video, what you think about it. All right. Seems somehow that talking about Mother's Day, reminding ourselves that that women have a very different view of violence in general than do men. And the explanation that has always been given is that we're the ones who give birth. I'm not sure that that answers all of it. I think, and certainly their history is replete with women warriors and women who are just as, I suppose, bloodthirsty is as good a word as anything, and both fictionally and historically. But I do think that there is something about raising children that makes you less able or less comfortable with the idea of taking a life. I mean, you put all that time and energy into somebody just so they survived. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.